Welcome to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this beautiful Tuesday, April 8th, 2021.
Yes, Director Lopez Garcia.
Here.
Director Torlakson.
Here.
Director Garcia.
Here.
Director Torres. Not here yet. Director Hudson.
Here.
Let the record show, Director Torres is absent. Sorry.
Do I have an approval of the agenda?
I move we approve the agenda as presented. This is Director
Torres. Do I have a second?
Yes, Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
Moving on.
If you just hold on just a second, I'm getting a text from Director Garcia.
Torres.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, he's in.
Hi,
he's here.
Director Torres. Oh, there you go. Okay, glad you could join us.
All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole and part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item.
Hello? Is this the conference call? Is this the conference call?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, I was interested in the part of the meeting regarding the community garden. I'm one of the gardeners.
Doug, can you hear me?
Pardon me? Or me? Really? Yeah. It'll come on the agenda, so if you'll wait for the board chair to call that item, then you can comment it at that time.
Yeah. Okay, sure, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Just hang on.
Thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank you. Okay, I'll be here. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move we accept the consent calendar as presented.
Welcome to Sangoma Meet. Please enter the...
People are getting kicked out. I'm not really sure why. There's a lot of public communication stuff, but I don't know what happened.
Can you say that again?
Pardon me?
Can you say that again?
There's a problem. Apparently, some of the other directors are getting kicked out of the meeting, but we're not doing public communication.
Wait.
This is Director Roland. I'm back.
I am back too, Eva.
This Director Torres is here.
Well,
Madam Chair, we can't hear. There you go. Can you hear me, Eva?
Pardon me? I can't hear you either, Director Erickson.
Oh. I don't.
Can you hear me?
I'm back.
I hear you now, yes.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you too. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. I got bounced, so I can call back in.
Okay.
And I cannot.
Do we have,
can you hear me better now?
Yes.
A little bit. Okay.
No.
So let me try this again if you guys can hear me. The consent calendar.
I can hear you. Is it Eva?
Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move that we accept the consent calendar as written.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Jeff?
All right. Director Lopez Garcia? Yep. She's not on. Director Torres.
Are you moving on?
This is Director Torres. Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
And Director Hudson.
Aye.
Oh, and
Thank you, people.
I think she just got back on.
We don't have any questions. Director Lopez Garcia just got back on?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Mm-hmm. We don't have any presentation this evening, so we're moving on to the general manager's report. Good evening, General Manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have three brief items. One, the restrooms that are located at the Ambrose Community Center Park were recently finished. They were in desperate need of a facelift, and they had been broken into. The partitions had been damaged, the wall had been damaged, the floor was in need of some cosmetic repair, and we did that in-house. We kept that budget to about $3,500. The guys did an outstanding job of it and made it very presentable. I think the park users will be glad to see that we put that effort forward and to make the restrooms very presentable, and I'd like to commend our staff for doing such an outstanding job with minimal resources that were required for that particular job. The pump that operates the well water at the community center reached the end of its useful life. It was broken and had to be repaired. That provides irrigation for the garden and also for the landscape around communities. We had it tested, and it, like they said, just failed. So we had to have that repaired. Once it was installed, there was another failure from a component further down the pipe that regulates the pump, and it too had reached the end of its useful life. We have to have that repaired. The item is on order now.
Everybody got knocked off.
Peter, are you with the meeting?
Yeah, I'm holding on tight because she couldn't log in, so I'm hosting it.
Yeah, do you know what's going on? This is the second time we got chucked from the meeting.
No, Molly, there's some kind of having issues. So that's probably why you're getting knocked off.
I'm just curious, as a resident district, do we need a
Checking. We have May, Eduardo, Lupe, Eva's here. Not sure if Trina's in.
I'm here.
Okay, Trina's here. We're all here.
Can you hear? Last I heard, the manager was talking about the center having been broken down.
Okay, if all the board members are present, first thing which I understand, I think you've heard that the pump and another part to the pump so failed, so that's being paired. Now we should be adding various soon.
No, you're breaking up.
If any of you have parts of that's breaking up.
Madam Chair, everyone's bring up that I hear.
Yes.
Peter, do you have any recommendations?
You know, we're in the middle of meeting. It's going to be hard to have them troubleshooting tools on another line other than try to get another meeting ID and another meeting, and by doing another meeting ID,
not an option. I got pretty good. Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
What were you saying?
I don't see Director Torres. Oh, he's here. Yeah, I think we're all here. There's a few people that keep falling off and getting connected again, like constantly. I'm here.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything you were saying. So broken up.
Could it be the amount of people? Could it be the amount of people on the call, maybe?
Yeah, there has to be a better way. I'm sorry, I'm a community member listening in, and this is so disorganized. It's so hard to be able to participate.
I completely agree, and as a resident, is there any way that we could possibly move this to a Zoom meeting or something more reliable?
We have to get rid of, we're trying to resolve this.
appreciate it.
Sounds better now.
Yeah. This is a particularly bad one tonight.
Yeah, it's a bad one. It seems like it's a bad connection we have, but it sounds much better now.
I think it has to do with how many people are on the call.
You think so?
Yeah, because right now it's not too many of us. It's usually when it's over a certain amount that it starts acting up.
Okay. Do you want to try to march on, or what do you think, Doug?
Yeah. Do we have...
We have Eva, we have...
Do we have...
Eva, May, How are community members supposed to participate if we're going to continue with less people?
Well, we'll hope that they'll call
in
and see if we can proceed.
Hello? Hello, can you
hear me? What do you think, Doug?
Yes, we can hear you. Let's give it a minute.
Oh, great, thank you. I just wanted to mention that the MAC meeting...
Excuse me, it's not open public communications at this time, folks. Thank you. I'm sorry, Deb, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, as we go on, we'll see if we can accommodate the people that are trying to call in.
Okay.
Do we have all the board members present, Jessica?
We are missing Lupe, I believe. Not yet.
I was just going to say, can I make a suggestion that we carry on with your manager's report?
Sure. So where I left off was the pump is being replaced along with another part, so we should have water to the ground shortly. We had gates installed at the community center to control traffic. We were having a problem with a number of vehicles parked in the back. Most of it was turning into a homeless encampment. It was presenting problems, safety problems for employees, noise problems for neighbors, and Eduardo, can you hear me okay?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought. So we were having a... okay. Thank you for that. We were having problems with the homeless encampment back there, and we worked together with the county and the sheriff's department to try to curtail the situation.
Hi, this is Director Torres. Are any of the other directors on?
Hi, Director Torres. No, just me right now, Jessica. I don't see anyone else.
Hi, Jessica.
Any other directors on
yet?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I wanted to make a public comment also.
Okay, I think we're almost at the part of the public comment, so once we get there, you can make your comment.
Hello, did I get it?
Hi, Lupe.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm back in.
Okay. So we have Director Torres, Director Torlakson, and Director Lopez Garcia so far. So just Trina and Eva. Oh, here's Eva.
Hi. I know we're trying to follow the process, but people are getting frustrated by having to call in 5-10 times. They're No Zoom link or something that we can provide?
Not at this time. And I agree, it is frustrating.
Yeah, but this happens with Zoom, too. So, I mean, it happens, you know, on the Zoom.
This does not happen as frequently.
No. My job every day and never has it happened this many times.
I use Zoom every single day. I've never had to call back 30 times like I did today just to get back on.
Never.
I hope that we can finish this meeting because I know there's a lot of callers. So hoping there's no more technical difficulties, and I apologize to everyone who's here tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure we lost a good amount of people.
Madam Chair, is Madam Trina.
Oh my goodness.
I'm here.
We
postpone until we get a better connection.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we need to find a better way to have this meeting. Do you have any suggestions, Doug?
Yeah, let me work with IT to see if we can get this done. There's some items on here that are critical in timeline, the project itself. So we'll need to do a special meeting, and that'll require notice to the public. So we're going to aim for, if I get my calendar here, possibly next Thursday. Is the board available next Thursday, same time?
I can meet. I am available.
I'm available.
What about the public? This is Director Torres. I am available, and I'm hoping that we could use a digital platform for next week's meeting.
Sure.
Zoom allows some questions.
Call in as well.
Good.
Yeah, we'll look into that to see what we can do to improve this. We do need, there's a lot of people that are interested in commenting on the items on the agenda, so we're going to need to be able to accommodate that. So we'll be looking into an alternative platform and see if we can keep the cost down to the district doing that. But I think it's tantamount that we get a platform that will accommodate the public.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody on the board know, and staff, and our citizens that I'm really sorry the meeting is so great tonight, and please have a little patience, and I know that Doug will come up with a really good solution for us. So make sure that you look out on the website for a new meeting announcement and a new way to get on. Okay, everybody.
Okay, so if you have all the board members, a recommendation to postpone the meeting until the 15th would be appropriate.
I move we move the meeting to April 15th.
I second that motion.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Director Lopez Garcia. Oh, I think she left us. Director Torres.
Hi.
Director Garcia. Director Torlakson.
Hi.
Director Hudson.
Hi. So with that, I would like to suggest that we adjourn tonight's meeting and reconvene for a special meeting on March 15th, and details of that meeting will be forthcoming to staff and the directors and the public. Do I have all in favor?
Aye.
All right, people. Thank you so much for your patience. I know it's really frustrating. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Doug.